You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, July 8th. I'm used to having the music when I'm starting to talk, right?
That was really good timing.
I know. I have to get used to this one. You don't leave any space or anything, you know. But this is our new introduction for those of you who haven't listened, which is, you know, most people that are listening have listened for a long time, you know. And, you know, besides the people that discover the show every day and stuff. But so for those of you, we started with a new intro and shorter, but I can't help not dance with it.
I know,
mean, it's
I
just
it.
Like, right? It's got such a beat to it.
It's great.
So from all the new songs I got and stuff, this one was appropriate for this show. So I figured, what the heck, you know? I was going to go with something really rock, like hard rock. And I thought, you know what?
Boy.
Yeah, it's
Wake
early
up.
In the morning.
Need something soothing right now just to get into rather than some hard rock.
I know.
No, that's the perfect song, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
Like it.
Okay, good. So I just need to find something I can talk over because I'm so used to it, you know. But maybe we don't need to. Who cares? Yeah, the unimportant things in life, right? Well, you then have to structure the show sometime. I mean, somehow, right?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah,
but it gives you like you have to be ready.
Right. Exactly.
No leeway. Got to be on point.
Yeah. Exactly. Here we are.
Yeah.
So how are you doing this morning, Charlotte?
I'm good. I hope I'm not getting sick or something. I woke up and I felt like I'd been hit by a train.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's
I got
pretty
a lot
bad.
Of sleep. I was just like, you know when you just can't move?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how am I going to get out of bed?
Wow.
So I'm coming around.
That's
I've
pretty
had
serious,
quite a bit of coffee.
Though, huh?
Yeah. I think I'll be okay, but
okay.
I don't know.
Do you feel congested or anything?
A bit.
You do?
A bit.
Okay, you're sick then.
I hope not. I hope I'm just... by tonight, I'll be okay.
Yeah, I hope so, Charlotte. I hope so.
The good thing is when I do touch wood, when I do get bugs, they don't really stick around for that long.
Yeah.
I think I have a pretty strong immune system.
Yeah, you're an athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
So it doesn't... If I look after myself today, drink lots of orange juice.
Yeah.
And then I should be okay.
Okay. And a little prayer or two won't hurt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's just that getting out of bed, I woke up, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I had really bad nightmares. I felt like I'd run a marathon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
Well, it wasn't a fun morning to wake up to.
Well, do what I do. Sleep 4 hours. You'll have less opportunity to dream,
that's
you know?
True.
You won't have nightmares.
That's very true.
You'll just get started. You'll already have to get up.
That's very true.
Yeah, I don't know how I make it in the morning,
I don't either.
And you know what? I set myself like a 1:30 limit. Forget about that when I cruised right through it, you know?
Yeah.
3 o'clock again. But you know what? I'm working, you know, it's part of it. I enjoy it. So what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
And then I take naps during the day or one nap during the day. So I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in a few minutes, we're going to get to our guests. We have full house today and they're hot. They're smoking hot. And I don't know what I'm doing, ignoring them. We should bring them on the line right away. But no, I wanted to bring up a couple of things. Did you hear about roller coasters in Big Flag Magic Mountain?
No.
One of them actually went off its rail. And,
oh, God.
Yeah, and a few people got injured. One woman died. And
can
you imagine? I mean, you like roller coasters,
I love
right?
Roller coasters,
we talked about
and I want to go to Magic Mountain.
Right.
So it's probably not going to happen now.
Don't get on the ninja ride, whatever you do.
Wow. You know? Well, that's like, well, I think I've said it before. That's like a nightmare.
It really is.
Run off, like, because when you go in a roller coaster, you get strapped in. And I've had nightmares where the things come off and I'm like holding on for dear life going around the circle.
Right. Going around the circles is okay. This one was hanging off the thing, the rail.
Yeah.
You know, and
she, terrible.
And the woman just flew off. I mean, that's like what everybody worries about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, so much for Magic Mountain for me. I'm not going.
Yeah, that's going to hurt
It's not
them.
Worth it for me.
That's going to hurt the...
Probably.
Skills,
it probably
yeah,
will
sure.
hurt them for a while. But, you know, usually it's kids going there and they don't care. You know, they just go.
Their parents won't be letting them go.
Yeah, well, the kids go anyway, you know. You
true.
Try to stop a teenager, you
that's
know,
true.
From doing what they want to do. It's not easy.
So the story with the child who died in the car, mm-hmm. the parents, I think it was, one of them had Googled how to survive in prison. There was two life insurances taken out on the child, one for $2,500, one for $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're just uncovering.
And for that
all
amount of
details.
Money, they were going to kill him?
Yeah.
For $2,000?
But, and he's in, the father's in insurance. So some people are saying the fact that the child had a life insurance policy isn't strange. But the fact that he had two
right.
is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it's a very low amount. I mean, wouldn't you want like at least $1 million if your child died?
It wasn't $2,500. It was $25,000.
$25,000
and $2,000.
Okay.
So almost $30,000 total.
Wow. For that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. People are crazy. My question is this. Okay, let's say you're nuts and you're crazy and you're going to kill your kid or you're really desperate or something, right? Mm-hmm. The question is, do you think you're going to get away with it? I mean, how?
Yeah.
How are you going to get away with it?
Right.
You know, there's just no way. You know they're going to dig into your life and bring out everything there is until they find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Completely.
Yeah. Like this morning I get up, I check my bank account. There's a $400 check that I know. I'm like curious about this. Now, you know, my partner can write checks too. So I'm checking out the check online, the digital image of it. And immediately what I notice is it's not the same checks that we have. It's a different design. My partner's signature was on it. It was that signature. Our address and everything, the account number, everything on there. It was written by hand by someone I don't know and cashed.
Wow.
The bank cashed it for $400 for someone that forged the check. Now, so the question is this. It had to be someone that worked in an office where you pay the check to, because we don't really write that many checks to people.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but somebody must have got a check from us that had her signature on it, you know. And
yeah.
then I don't know how they were able to forge it so well, but they did.
It's scary what people can do.
Yeah. So I hope that the bank covers this. I mean, I know they cover credit cards and stuff. But I don't know about checks. I mean, if they cashed it and it's fraudulent, I guess it's their fault, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure they've got to be able to trace it back to who cashed it and where it was.
Not necessarily, unless they look at the cameras. Because think about it. I think he had fake ID also to match the name they put on the check, right?
Wow.
I mean, you would have to.
Well, no, because when you cash a check at a ATM.
Right.
You don't need anything. You don't need to sign the back of the check.
Can you
nothing.
Sign a check on ATM? Or I don't think you can. I mean,
no, but you have
you
to have the, you have to have the check.
No, so, no. I mean, that's fine. But you can deposit it. You can't cash it in an ATM. Are you sure you can?
What do you,
like it, if you put you're saying if you put in the check in the ATM, it'll give you cash back?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
You have to go to the teller.
But you could put it in and then take the cash.
Yeah,
out.
But then it goes through his account.
Yeah,
and they can track him down, you know. So,
they'd
have to use cameras and stuff. But,
right.
I mean, if I were a detective and I really, I mean, for $400, they're not going to do anything,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Well,
but if they find out this is like a gang or something or a guy that does this like on a regular basis, they probably will. So if I were a detective, I'd start at all the places we wrote checks to. But it's not a lot of them, like I said, you know. We don't write that many checks.
Right.
So it's probably like, I guessing maybe a doctor's office or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
and somebody took a picture of the check. But it was out of sequence. It was a different design. So I know it's not ours, you know. And it caught my eye immediately.
When stuff like that happens, it's so scary.
Right.
When somebody takes all your details, and I've had it happen numerous times to my British card, but in America.
Oh, really?
With my British bank account, with
yeah.
my British card, but in America. And I mean, people have... And then you start thinking, where have I used my card that people... That whatever technology they've been using,
right.
they've been taking my details, my card number
right.
to duplicate.
You know where it happens a lot? Think about it. Where do you leave your card with someone for a couple minutes?
Yeah.
You know, in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's usually where the problems are.
Yeah.
You know, like waiters, busboys, whatever. They'll take like the copies of the paper. Now they don't do much paper anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they still do. They'll take a copy of the paper and get all the information for the card.
Working in a restaurant myself, like I don't know how anyone could possibly do that.
Well,
like how you? Well, firstly,
what
how
if you took a picture of it? Just
yeah.
take a picture with your phone, really. Real quick. quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people have ways, you know, and, mm-hmm. and when they used to run it through to swipe it, you know, through those old machines and yeah. stuff where it put the imprint, that's even easier. You yeah. just go in the trash and you find those, right. you know. Yeah. So anyway, that's that, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be really mindful of what goes on in your life, you know.
Yeah.
And check your bank account all the time.
Yeah.
And before we get to our guests, I'm eager, and I know they're eager too. They look bored as hell. No, are we that boring? No, they're laughing. It must be okay.
Got to spice up our conversation.
Right.
So they don't fall asleep.
I know. But I have to bring this up because Israel just called up 40,000 reservists. That means war. That wow. really means it's going to be big now. So... yeah, I wouldn't want to be there right now. And, you know, I feel for my family and everything. But you know what happened is usually, you know, you're in Tel Aviv, you're in the middle of Israel, you're away from all this action, mm-hmm. you know, because it usually happens on the borders. But apparently Israel intercepted a few rockets that were aimed at Tel Aviv last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, these rockets used to actually fall. They never would reach Tel Aviv in the old days. But lately, they've been trying to get, like, the big cities. And Israel's got a system where a missile shoots down the rockets before it gets anywhere.
That scares me so much because I've said before, my friend, I mean, she moved in the past month to Tel Aviv.
Wow.
And I know her family's nervous.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they are.
Because, you know, in Tel Aviv, you used to feel we're safe here, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the terrorists came in and they started blowing up cafes and discos and things like that, you know. So, it doesn't feel safe anywhere, really. But you know what? Having lived there and stuff, I know that you can't live in fear every day, you know. It just, right. you can't. So Israelis... You know, they live a normal life and stuff, and they're just used to having these moments where, you know, we have to go into the bomb shelters or something, you know, things like that.
Wow.
Imagine that, huh?
It seems like so long ago that, I mean, I learned about that in history. And
right, yeah. In the Battle for London and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, when I guess it's fourth grade in America.
Right.
If it's the same, I don't know what years it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if fourth grade's year four or whatever. but I remember learning about, like, going into the bomb shelters. And,
yeah.
And, I mean...
Yeah, so imagine today still people have to deal with that, you know.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And, you know, where they kill a few Israelis, it's okay. No, you know, everybody supports them on their side. But then there was some... Israeli vigilante that burned a kid to death, and all of Israel is outraged about that. So you can see where there's humanity and where there isn't, mm-hmm. you know. And they say to Jewish people, to Israelis, as much as you love life, we love death,
yeah.
you know. So how do you deal with someone like that? You can't.
Right.
So anyway, so that's it. So just prepared for a lot of news coming out from there. And I don't know. I hope they find some solutions there, whatever happens. Because, you can't live like that.
No, me know? Too.
By the way, I wanted to tell you, somebody wrote me from... wants to do a show from Sheffield, England.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, I had to do a double take on this. I said, it's impossible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you're from there.
That's where I'm from.
Right.
That's crazy.
I know. So it's not like saying I'm from London or something, you know.
No. It's,
where's a big city, you know.
Yeah, and Sheffield's like I mean, it's not a small city.
Right.
It's but it's not a Manchester or...
Right.
It's just not...
Yeah, but there's not a chance that you would know them just because they're from Sheffield, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's not a small village with 12 people.
No, it's not a small village, but I'm sure some I would know of.
Someone who's someone. Actually, they said they're on the radio there, so you might actually know them. But they're saying they're only local and they want to go global, so they might do a show with us. So we'll see.
I'm sure I would know the name.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get it for you for tomorrow. Yeah. All right, well, let's get to our guests. They're going, God damn it, will they get to us already? So welcome to the show, girls. We have Tina. Do I remember your last name? Well, we won't give it, right? Or do you want to?
I don't think so.
Okay. We won't give out her last name. That's fine. Is your page public on Facebook or?
No, it's private.
Not. Okay, so nobody would bother you anyway.
No, they bother me all the time, Sam. You can understand that.
Really? Okay. Well, I want to understand the thing if you stay far from the mic. So get a little closer so we can hear you nice and full and warm.
Is that okay?
That's there better. That's much better. And so we'll get to how we met in just a second and stuff. Okay. But you brought in a friend, and her name's Kate, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you.
I'm trying to figure out which one of you is more beautiful, but I figured, I'm going to give up on that because I don't think there's competition here. I mean, you both.
There's no competition.
No, I mean, you both.
Take your time, Sam. Yeah. It's going to take you a while.
I know. I'm like, I didn't know what would wait for me this morning, and you guys are quite hyper, so we'll go with that.
We are very unique in
really?
Our own way. So we don't like to be compared.
Okay, well, I didn't. I didn't compare you. That's the thing. I think you go together. We'll be the lucky guy who meets you together,
You tell them, all of them.
Oh, wow. So now, Tina, you're from another country, right?
Yeah.
Both Where are you from?
Both of us are Europeans, but I was born in Slovenia.
Slovenia?
Yeah.
And Kate, so you're European too?
Yeah, I'm Ukrainian.
Oh, Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're glad you're not there right now?
Of course.
How long have you been here?
7 months.
Oh, 7 months. Oh, so you're pretty
exactly,
new.
Exactly. I moved here when it all started there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, and so it's still fresh.
I didn't do it on purpose.
On purpose?
No.
Really? So how did it happen? You made plans before that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So what made you come to the United States? I mean, beautiful and to LA. I figure you came here for modeling, acting, singing, something like that.
Yeah.
You see, that's pretty much the story. But people come from all over the world. It's not just from this country to Hollywood.
Because of the weather.
The weather, huh? Yeah, right.
It really is.
Admit it, there's hot guys here. That's why you came here.
And also palm trees. You got to remember
palm
that.
Trees, okay. Well, I don't see how that can improve your life, but okay, palm trees.
Try to move to East Coast for a while.
I know, yeah. So, Tina, you moved here from the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
Recently. When did you move here?
Like a month ago.
A month ago.
Yeah.
Wow. So when you contacted me, I thought you meant you're just visiting. So
I wanted to surprise you, Sam.
I know. It was a big surprise when you told me yesterday.
I thought you liked
surprises. I love surprises. How would you know? You don't know me. You will a lot more by the time we're done with you here. You'll know a lot more about me. So you moved from the East Coast. Where exactly?
New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Wow, New York City?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And so this is where you moved from Slovenia when you came here?
Yeah, I was in
directly
Europe.
To New York.
I was in Europe for a while. Usually I'm in Europe in the summertime because it's
really?
More going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, really? More going on than New York, huh?
Yeah.
In Europe?
Absolutely.
Like
everything
what?
Is in Europe. Like music festivals because that's what I do. And house events. And
oh, stuff. Really?
Yeah.
You arrange or plan music festivals or you sing in them?
Oh, no.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
I wish.
No, I didn't know. Maybe you're a singer or something.
Thank you. No.
No.
I don't think I want to go any further than karaoke and stuff.
Really? Okay.
No, I actually organize events and festivals all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you start that back when you lived there?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long ago did you come here?
4 years ago.
4 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're both pretty young when you came here. I mean, obviously, what is it like right after high school, college? Did you go?
That's a nice compliment.
I know. I know.
I'm starting to like you.
Well, thank you. You see, I have a way with women. I've had 6.5 years to practice.
Yeah.
And I'm still shy as hell. I'll never strike up a conversation with a beautiful woman, Kill me and I can't do it, So anyway,
on. You're doing fine, actually.
Well, yeah, I have a freaking radio show, it's easy.
I'm just trying to make you more comfortable,
Oh, thank you. It's not your responsibility. Don't worry about it. I'm very comfortable. Thank you very much. So 4 years ago, and what made you decide to move to the States? I mean, you didn't come directly for the weather, obviously.
to New York. Obviously not. No, but I was back and forth with Europe a lot. And I was just, I feel happier in the United States, to be honest.
Really?
With
you. So you came visiting here before?
Yeah. First, I was here just visiting, and I was traveling all over the world anyway for a job and stuff. But then New York, for some reason, I fell in love with it.
Yeah. And, it's pretty nice. Charlotte, have you been to New York City at all?
Yeah.
You visited, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely prefer California.
Yeah, I know.
But that's just
But New York is cool to visit, you know, but no, Tina doesn't agree. No, tell us, because you live there.
Honestly, I hate to compare, because it's so different.
Different.
I think ideally I would live there 6 months and then move to, you know, East Coast for the winter.
Wow.
That would be ideal. Yeah.
Well, you love the winter on the East Coast?
No.
You just said you moved to the East Coast for the winter.
I would be like 6 months. Like, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Back and forth. That would
but I hear the summers there are pretty humid and hot, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Kate, have you been to New York too?
No, I'm actually planning to go in September.
Oh, no,
for the first time, yeah.
So, no, this is the first time you've been in the United States as you moved here. So, you never visited before, right?
No.
I mean, that takes a lot of courage. Did you move by yourself or?
Yeah, by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, this is some.
Me too.
Yeah, I know.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah, really independent women. Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
Through a mutual friend.
Oh, really? Where did you meet here?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, so only about 4 months at least.
Yeah.
Or at the most that you've known each other.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're pretty fresh friends.
Well, do you know each other before. We've been in touch before, like you and me, for example.
Right.
Social networks.
Oh, so you met like through social networks and stuff.
Yeah, we've been talking for a while.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
But we got introduced.
How nice, though. But it's nice that you're on Facebook and then you can become really good friends.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that?
But you need to have a lot in common. We have music. This is what makes us really good
really
friends.
Music.
What kind of music do you guys
have? Deep house.
What's that?
Oh, we will explain. Don't worry. Okay.
Deep house? Okay. I don't know what that is. What's that? Deep house? Is that what you said?
It's a very special genre. It's like underground house music.
Really?
So it's nothing you hear on the radio every day. It's like underground. It's not mainstream. That's why we love it. Because it's for selected people.
Oh, okay.
See,
and you're
really
selected
know
people.
What house is. It's not techno. Or is it?
Techno doesn't exist anymore. We're like,
so they call it something else.
I mean, for me right now, it's more like progressive and tech house, you know?
Okay.
Like what it used to be called techno. Like Carl Cox, for example, he's a techno DJ. Uh-huh. He used to play techno. Everybody, you know, it was a rave culture. It was a different generation and everything.
Okay.
But now it's like he plays tech house.
So okay.
We're like growing and adapting.
So you guys like to go to clubs and stuff, right? I mean,
no,
you're definitely at the age where you go.
We don't.
Yeah, right.
Do we look like no?
I looked at your page yesterday. You had a picture by the pool at Madrian, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it figures that you'd go to that pool. You know, I mean, it's like it's where it's happening, right?
But this is like typical Sunday in LA. I love it. I love this about LA. You can go to every pool party and just chill and drink some champagne and enjoy yourself.
And it didn't take you long to find out about those parties either.
Of course not. I knew all about it before I arrived. Oh, I did my homework.
I guess you did.
Good girl. No, but that's, you know, for everything in life, you need to do your research and really enjoy yourself wherever in the world you are, because you travel the world and it's very important for you. I don't want to be, you know, stuck in my apartment all day. I want to do something with myself when I'm free, of course, when I'm not working. So for me, it's very important to be to socialize and go out and meet people and enjoy and the beautiful weather and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day.
Every day. Good for you.
Somewhere else. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's true. But I'm sure this is just because I moved recently, so I'm still yay, LA.
Partying and stuff. No, it'll continue. No.
You should call me in 6 months from now. I'll be like, yeah, it's fine.
Party it out, right? Yeah. Now, Kate, do you have like a similar culture in... you're from the Ukraine. I almost got confused. But in the Ukraine, do you have similar culture to what we have here as far as like going out and dating and things like that? Or is it different? Was it new for you when you came here? Was it different?
Of course it's different. It's America is totally different world for me. Yeah. And is complicated here much more.
Really? So, I mean, you must have been like really apprehensive or like, let's say, like hesitant or maybe afraid that you're going to a new place by yourself that you've never been to. I mean, what was your state of mind at that point? Did you feel confident and did you not fear anything?
No, I usually I'm pretty chill. I'm not worried about anything. I just go and meet friends, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I know. How do you do that?
They hear my laugh and they, oh, Kate.
So you're here modeling and
I do modeling and DJ too.
Oh really?
You're a DJ too?
Yeah.
Wow. Were you modeling the Ukraine?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I've been modeling also in Europe for a while. I do modeling from like 16 years old.
Really?
Yes.
So your parents recognize we have a beautiful girl here. Let's show the world. Because at 16, you can't really make that decision, can you?
Yeah, my mom made that decision for me. And I'm pretty thankful for her. Because it's a good opportunity to travel, to...
Yeah.
Discover like the world and
but from what I understand it's not as glamorous as people think, right? It's a lot of hard work being
definitely
right.
It is really like you can stand hours in high heels and you can't even like have a break for 5 minutes. It's sometimes it's really tough. Yeah.
Right. And you have to stand in those high heels in like weird positions and stuff sometimes, right?
Oh yeah.
Not and then like normal positions and stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. And then at the end of the day you like have so much pain in your feet and
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so sounds cool.
Really hard.
And Tina, what kind of career are you pursuing at this point?
Oh, many of them.
Yeah. Do you do modeling too?
Thank you. No.
Well, you should.
I did modeling years ago, but just for fun, I would never. I'm not Kate, you know?
No. What do you mean you're not Kate? In what way? Personality or?
All of it. It's not for me. I'm such a different person. Like, I would never be able to do what she did. It takes a lot of discipline and stuff.
Really
I'm a rebel, you know? Like, I can't stand it. No. I can't stand there and listen to other people to tell me what to do. It's the worst thing in the world. That's why, you know, that's why I have 24/7 and not 9 to 5. And my own boss.
You're more like a creative type. You can't sit in an office all day and stuff.
Yeah. Never.
Right. So what kind of a creative pursuit do you have?
I have many of them. Mostly music, though.
Music
is my life.
Wow.
You know, for 10 years. And it's completely different animal than any other job that you have. Because when you're self-employed and you have a company and you know, you travel and you work with all the artists. And I do everything. Like, I sign people to the record labels.
Uh-huh.
We do music licensings for TV shows in LA.
Wow.
Yeah. I did second season of Shameless on Showtime. Stuff like that. So... Yeah, I also manage artists, hip hop, house music, EDM. I don't want to drop names, but yeah, that's what I do for a long, long time. And now I'm in LA actually because my dream is to open a club and I'm working on it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Open a club? It's not enough for her to go and dance at the clubs. Now
no.
She needs her own.
No. Yeah. And it's not just going to be a club. I want to change the entire scene. It's deeper than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like deep house?
Not just deep house. Like every genre. Like even jazz and hip hop. And because, you know, music, there's a thin line between hip hop and house anyway.
Like if I see. Okay, so now we know about what kind of music it is. Then we can compare it to something.
Yeah, quality music, though. I don't...
Really?
I'm not the biggest fan of EDM in general.
Right.
Like, I like quality. I like good vocals, bass line, stuff like right. that. I like to annoy my neighbors really badly.
Really? With the bass?
I swear.
So. Everybody has ways to annoy their neighbors, you know? I drive them crazy with the smell of my pot. They won't leave me alone about that. I'm like, close your fucking windows.
Sorry, where do you live again?
So everybody's got neighbors, you know?
We all do.
Yeah, I know.
It's good to know them, though, yeah. Just in case.
It is, and I know them. That's the thing. I mean, they'll smile to me in the elevator, and then she'll yell to me, take your dope inside, you know, from the balcony. I'm like, fuck this. So what can I do? And when I saw him in the parking lot, he tells me, I mean, it's a couple, you know, so he tells me, he says, you know, my son smokes pot too, and you can, and there's things that don't smell and stuff. And I said, yeah, like a vaporizer or something. He says, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, you're going to fucking tell me how to smoke my pot? What is this?
My drunk business.
Yeah, exactly. So I can smoke inside so he won't smell it, you know? Oh, man, I'm telling you,
but
people.
But it smells so good. Why is he complaining?
He tells me it smells like shit. It smells like shit.
They should give you some credit for it. I don't understand. That's what I say. My neighbors should pay me to play loud music because I have taste.
Exactly.
Like, what is wrong with them?
Exactly. It's always what's wrong with them, right? We're never wrong.
It's never me, Sam.
Yeah.
So you kind of dabble in it all with music.
Yeah.
And that's, and then the next step is to create your own club.
Yeah, but not just club, brand name in general, because what I want to do is, and this is not just about America, it's all over the world. I want to change the culture, the clubbing scene, and the business itself. It's going to take a lot of courage and time, and
That's a pretty tall order. I mean,
somebody's going to do it, so I just decided it's going to be me.
Good. Well, we can say we met you before you got famous and everything.
I don't think I'll ever get famous.
Well, you never know.
I don't think I want to.
You don't want to.
No, I like my peace.
I guess you do. A private Facebook page that you tell it all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I don't care who sees my stuff, you know. I'm already, my whole life is out there, so there's not much you can do, you know. Once the genie's out of the bottle, forget about it, you know. Like they say, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know. I mean, once it's out there, that's it, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, this is cool. So, Kate, so have you found work here since you got here?
Oh, not pretty much. That's why I want to go to New York and try the Fashion Week there. And
really? Yeah. But you haven't given yourself enough time. It's only 4 months, right? I mean, you're going to have to build connections here.
Yeah, I heard about it because usually in Europe, you don't need to build a connection.
Really?
It's just based on
what you can offer. Is that in New York like that too, do you think?
I don't know.
Like in Europe?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah. Well, shouldn't you research it before you move again?
No, I don't move. No.
Oh, you're not going to move.
Like, Cali is my home.
Okay. So you're going to just fly there to find out what the work situation is.
Yeah. For...
But I mean, if you found a lot of work there, you'd probably have to move.
No, this is for Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Oh, Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's just 1 week. What are you going to do with the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year?
Right. I mean, you have to find work, right?
I have work here, too, of course.
That's what
I
mean.
It's not enough, you know? Oh, I want to work more.
Of course. Like... Well, you will.
Yeah.
The problem is that... Well, the problem is not that you're beautiful. You're very beautiful. But the problem is...
You.
Sure. But the problem is... You're welcome.
You're such a gentleman.
I know. Well, I have plans on you after the show.
Here we go.
But seriously, you have to give yourself some time, obviously, you know, and yeah, but
I mean, this is patience.
Yeah, patience. You need a lot of patience, you know.
We interviewed someone last week that said you need 3 years.
Right, at least.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. It's a process.
Yeah.
It is a process.
I will be old already.
Quiet, I'm older than you.
For modeling, I mean, it's already old, you know. I can't model forever.
Come on, they look like 20 years old, right? What is
this? Wow. Yeah. Oh. We love you, Sam.
Really,
you really do.
No, I guess maybe I can't tell ages anymore. I don't know what it is. But no, you guys look young and everything.
Don't ever change, Sam. You're good.
You guys have a few good years in you left. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You know, and you'll find work. It's just, I'll tell you why it's hard. Also, it's because, you know, all the beautiful women from all over the world come here and try to do the same thing, you know. And the same goes for actors and musicians who are very talented. And they all end up here, you know. So somehow you have to stand out. You know, sometimes you have to have a slightly different product or something. So maybe think of some angle that you can come up with, you know, and stuff. But, I mean, you definitely have the model look, you know, and you have the European look. And I'm sure there's a lot of demand for it. So don't give up. I mean, just stick it out. You know, do what other people do. Wait tables. You know, I don't know, work at AT&T. Whatever it takes. But you know,
works hard. She auditions all the time.
Really?
And she gets good projects and stuff. But good gigs, she's one of those people. We get along because she's like a workaholic. She needs to do something all the time.
Right, okay.
You know? So it's like, we're those type of people. I can't have a week off.
Right.
Because it feels strange. I feel guilty. I'm like, I need to do something.
Right. Yeah, so it keeps you busy.
Yeah.
And you know,
I keep my busy. Yeah, so you need to be busy. Music, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like listening to music.
No. I create music? I also wanted to produce and record myself with the vocals. Uh-huh. So.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you sing too?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're beyond karaoke, unlike
I love karaoke. We love karaoke.
But your ambitions,
LA.
That's true. But your ambitions are higher than that. Right?
Yeah.
So you play an instrument too?
I play bongo, like little drum.
Oh, really?
You know?
Yeah. Wow,
she is so good. You have no idea.
I'm sure your neighbors love you too.
Oh, my God. They all the time knock at my door like, keep it down.
Wow.
So do you play in clubs too? Because you said you're a DJ?
I used to play in Ukraine, but here I'm just getting the connection. So I just was playing at house parties or like little things, you know.
Very cool. Well, that's how you start, you know. And I mean, give yourself some credit. You're starting at a new place. It's not like you have the advantage of having met people and stuff like that. So you have to pay your dues, you know. You have to put in your time and your effort, and it'll happen, you know, because you sound driven to me. It's not like you're going to, like, give up, you know. If you make a move like this at a young age to a new country, you know,
it's pretty courageous. Yeah.
Good for you, man. Are you looking for a husband?
Of course.
It's probably too soon. Probably too soon,
I'm
right?
I'm single.
That's unusual. You probably won't stay for long. Wow. I've yet to meet a beautiful woman here. She doesn't have a boyfriend or a husband. What is this?
What is this husband?
Something's wrong. I don't know.
What about you, Tina? You've been here
for
a while.
That's the problem, you know?
Oh, you're overqualified. Okay. Excuse me. You know, we have to put you on Marry a Millionaire or something, right? Or something like that.
No, you don't need to.
You
do
wouldn't
that.
Go there. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. Would you ever use a matchmaker?
No.
No, huh? So you have to, like, meet. I mean, but it would facilitate easier ways to meet people, no? I mean, it would pre-qualify you.
But I have a good social life, actually. I meet a lot of interesting people all the time. Yeah. You know, because I'm in the circle all the time. All
yeah,
over
I can
the
imagine
place.
Your job. You're constantly meeting people.
Right.
Constantly. Well, of course, it's not like I like all of them because I'm very selective.
Yes, she is.
I'm really.
Even with friends and people I talk to, you know, I'm a very private person in general. And it's for me, it's very important what kind of vibe you have.
That's
and what kind
true,
of energy.
Yeah.
I like you, Sam, and I like you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
You know, in Thank two God. Minutes, when you meet somebody, if you're going to like that person or not.
That's
if
true.
It's worth my energy, if people are smart enough. Yeah, I actually am confident because I know what I bring to the table. So
Right, yeah. 3 minutes is actually a long time. I think as far as looks, I think
seconds?
We decide a split second. You know? I mean, with looks, I think it's like either yes or no, you know. I don't have to talk to her to decide if she's pretty or not, you know. I mean, she could be a great person, but I'm just saying. So, yeah, I think as far as personality, probably 3 minutes or so just to get to know if there's a vibe there or not.
The vibe.
Know? Yeah, and that's what's that's what sucks about dates, you know, like the first date is because you don't know, you know, you plan to be there for an hour and a half, and then you decide in 3 minutes, I don't want to be here, you know, so it's tough.
Exactly.
But, yeah, but you
that
have to
never happens
game.
To me.
No?
No.
How come?
Because I do my research properly.
Oh! When you She's say good. Research, so what do you do?
Well, I can tell you all my secrets.
Oh. Yes, you can. Why not?
No, yeah, you would love that, I'm sure.
She's not going to.
Years of practice and experience. Yeah.
She won't copy you. She has a boyfriend. Relax. Oh. She doesn't want to let our listeners know her MO, right?
No, but seriously, I don't just go out on a date with just anybody. I'm not that type of person either. I don't meet right. people like that. Just, you know, or a blind date and stuff like that. Like, right. you know, when people do it all the time, they just right. connect with somebody and they just go out. I don't.
Yeah. You see, it makes me wonder, because I'm sure you meet a lot of guys every day.
Yeah.
But how do you eventually choose who's going to be the boyfriend? I mean, you know, there's got to be a lot of nice guys probably want to go out with you. And you probably think, no, I don't want this guy, or I'm not ready for a relationship or something like that. How do you pick? I mean, how does somebody get so lucky suddenly? You know, among all the other guys that you reject.
Continue, Sam. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not one of those people that would actually even say, like, I'm not ready, or have excuses in life, or say I don't want to trust somebody because this and that in the past. Like, I give opportunity and chance to anybody in life, you know, to meet them.
Right.
And that's my philosophy. I think the same thing for myself. If you take time to get to know me, then you're worth it. And if you don't, that's your loss, not mine.
There you go. But you see, that's the kind of confidence you need to have.
Yeah, know? But I meet a lot of nice guys. And, you know, if I... Honestly, you have to be special, though, to go out with me. But only because I'm very picky and I
you're
get bored
selective.
Really fast. So you need to fascinate me. And if you fascinate me, you know, I'll go and see you and spend some time with you. And then it's easy. Then, you know, you just go with the flow.
I see.
You should never think about, am I ready? Am I not? What's happening? This is fear, and it destroys everything in life. You just have to go with the flow and just see what happens. And it's the same thing with your question, how did we move from Europe to United States? Are we scared? Even if we are, we don't have time to be scared.
Right.
Life is too short.
Life is short, and even if I'm like super scared, I'm one of those people, I'll jump. Let's see what happens.
Red Bull. Gives you fun.
Cool. Now, we need to do a shout out to Miha, who introduced us over Facebook.
Hi, Miha.
Yes, how you doing? Hi, Miha in Slovenia.
I hope you're having fun in Europe. Come to Cali.
But yeah, Miha listens to the show all the time, a long-time listener, and he introduced us over Facebook. And then we planned on meeting on the radio show at one point or another. And
like
finally,
10 times in 10 a row.
Times, yeah.
And I was traveling and stuff. And we were always like trying to catch up. Where are you? Da da da. I was in Amsterdam.
You were in Amsterdam, huh?
Wow. I sent you a photo. You don't pay attention. I see.
Did you send me a photo? How
I did.
I don't remember.
On
the
Facebook.
On the messaging thing?
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up then. No, really. I mean, because I love Amsterdam. I mean, my favorite city, you know?
Great
did
city.
Did you get high a lot there too? Okay, no.
I am always high. I was born
high. I know you.
Born high.
I know you don't need any drugs at all.
I honestly don't need any drugs. Look at me.
Yeah, really? I know.
I didn't even get my coffee, and I'm so happy.
I know, you need something to slow you down, actually. You're a moving target, you know?
Yeah, once I start, I don't stop. That's my
I know. I feel sorry for the guy who really, like, focused on her and tried to get her, and she's a moving target. Stop for a moment, you know?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I get that a lot.
But that's okay, you know? I mean, that's how you want to live your life, you know?
Yeah.
And that's cool. You'll settle down eventually, but now...
I already did.
Yeah.
Well, you think the fine cell.
Yeah, the settlement, yeah.
That can mean a lot of things for a lot of people.
Right, that's true. But, I mean, do you envision yourself having a family and kids eventually?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's what I mean. You know, I mean, eventually
one day, why not? But not
you know,
not anytime soon.
Not right
soon.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, I would
you
do it right
establish
now.
Yourself.
Maybe in a year or two later.
Oh, know. Really?
With the right person, of course. I wouldn't do. I would never have family just because I need to have family.
Right.
People have wrong visions in life. Like they always plan. They're like, oh, I'm 30 years old. I need to have a kid right now. No, you don't. You're not ready for a kid. Yeah. A child is a responsibility. And I just, if I'm ever fortunate enough to find somebody that is worth my baby, then I'll have it.
Okay. Okay. Well, good luck to you. And,
thank you.
Although there's a lot of contenders in LA, man. I mean, a lot of beautiful people here. And I wanted to ask you, have you been dating since you got here at all? I mean, obviously you got to be asked out every time you go out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen lots of guys, especially models, you know, actors, but I don't really feel like dating someone, you know, because I start dating somebody only if I have like this feeling like a click, you know.
Right. And you want to be with them a lot, but not just because somebody made a move on you or something.
Yeah, I didn't get that feeling yet from anyone. So
really,
yeah,
not with
selective.
The people,
you know?
The people are pretty fake in LA. You know,
yeah, a lot of them are. Mm-hmm. But keep the faith, you know, because maybe it's the people that you happen to hang out with because they are models and all that stuff. These people can tend to be stuck up and
you have
and
to
there's a problem
through.
With them. Yeah,
how do you do that? Because everybody's like, this is. No, but it's not LA. I think it's Hollywood. I don't think it's LA. It's Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, I always tell people there's great people in this town, you know?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You just have to meet them. Yeah, you know, so don't expect to find great friends at clubs and stuff like that, but maybe but maybe if you go post on Craigslist or something.
Do you know they created a movie after Craigslist
the
when
Craigslist.
Someone died is like seriously
Yeah, the Craigslist killer.
Ever since I'm not on Craigslist. Like, I don't care. I'll take any other side, but not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think you guys need to be on websites anyway. You know, I mean, my God, if I got hit on half the times, I wouldn't need to be on websites. You know, it's just like, oh, she wants to go out with me? Cool. You know, I'll do that. But you guys actually get to choose, which is nice. You know,
we only use social networks for fun. Like, I don't use a lot of people, including yourself, but I understand you. But, like, I never use social networks for anything else but my own entertainment.
Right.
Just to post little moments of my life. I don't even share what I work on, who I know, who I hang out with.
You mean what you eat and cats and dogs and all that stuff? Everybody's got the
if
same
I
post.
If I had a dog, I would post it.
You would,
dog.
Huh? I'm sure
actually,
you would.
I think I just use it for fun.
Yeah.
That's what social networks are supposed to be. That was
That's
the
true.
Prior,
well,
like,
it depends. I mean, yeah, but it's for connecting with people, too.
Yeah,
I
for
think
connection,
it's really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it really helps you. I mean, if you want to be in the public eye and stuff, then it's a great way to do it.
But if you don't?
If you don't, then you don't. No, but I think, what did we learn today? We learned that you're a pretty private person.
Yeah.
Right? And we tried to not. Yeah, so we didn't delve into your personal life too much, I hope.
Oh,
we
you can ask me anything you want, though.
Right, but you won't answer.
Try me. I dare you.
Okay.
Do it.
Ooh, well, that's another show. You want to come back later next week? No, but you know what? We definitely have to have you guys back. I mean, you're definitely a lot of fun, you know. And
thank
I told you,
you
you'd
too.
Have fun, you know. Thank you. Now, so what are the plans? When are you going to travel to New York? You said
in the beginning of September.
September.
Yeah.
Right. And so you go there. What are you going to exactly do there?
I'm going to try some model agency.
Okay.
Yeah, because without model agency, you can't.
So
do
you need
anything.
The agency, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't book anything.
Yeah. Definitely. And then, if I get any luck, maybe I will get some job in Fashion Week and. Uh-huh. Then after it's over, I will be back to California.
Right. And Fashion Week will probably help boost your career too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If you manage to go there.
Yeah, of course.
Good for you, yeah. So, well, we wish you all the luck, you know. I mean,
thank you.
It's not like you really need a lot of luck. I mean, you've got what it takes, you know.
Yeah,
you've
luck
got
is
the look.
Very important in this job.
Really?
And you need an agency in every town, right? Like, because you have an agency. She works for Ford Model in LA.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. They have an office in New York too, right? Would it be easier for you to go there? Because
yeah,
you already,
yeah.
Good for for you. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, if you need an agent, I'm available. I don't know shit about it. I don't know shit about it, but I'll manage you.
I would pay to see that. I'm down.
Sounds cool. Well, don't forget us when you become a big model and we're still here.
Of course
here,
not.
You know.
No, I'm not that kind of person. Right. I'm very down simple, to very yeah. simple.
Very cool. Now, do you guys want people to find you? You probably don't. You didn't give out your last name.
She's like a turtle.
Yeah. I've seen, you know what? People always find me, Sam. Don't worry about me.
Search for Tina slash crazy. You'll find her there.
I have enough people already in my life. I'm good.
Okay, sounds good.
But you can find Kate.
Yeah, Kate, do you want to give out your last name? Do you want people to find you or do you not?
Yeah, of course. No
okay,
problem.
So it's Kate what?
Kate Zubok, my surname.
Okay.
Is it Z-U-B-O-K?
Z-U-B-O-K. Okay.
Z-U-B-O-K.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That's a cool last name.
Kate Zubok. Thank you. Okay. Remember that name when she becomes famous on the cover of Sports Illustrated or something. You know? I'll go, you see that girl? I know her. All right. Well, anyway, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And you know what? I'm for sure going to invite you again. You know, because you're a lot of fun. You definitely fit in the format of this show, you know? And so we had a lot of fun with you. All the best to you guys in LA, New York, wherever the hell you're going to go next.
We're both actually traveling to Europe in a week from now to see our family and stuff. And then we're coming back to the United States. Yeah, we do that every year. And I do it every year. I go to Europe.
Like
in the
summer?
I try to do every 3 months to visit my family and friends.
Wow. Maybe you should meet him in another country, though. I mean, don't go to the Ukraine. Right now, my God, what a mess, huh?
It's not a mess anymore. But no? It's pretty calm in Kiev, but in the capital. But in the border, is still
But I mean, but you have to see your country sort of like being torn apart and stuff. No,
yeah, like especially the Crimea. It's already the part of Russia that is really bad, and I hope it will be back to Ukraine soon because we have now the new president and the Poroshenko one, and I hope everything will get better and better. Yeah. So,
I hope so. Yeah. Well, come back and report some positive news.
Of course. All right. Thank you.
All right. Tina and Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
And good morning.
Too late for that now.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte.